Oh boy, ladies and gents, it's another Thursday, and you know what another Thursday means? It's time for 1 hour compo! Except for the part where I don't actually make a song. Hello, this is Azra, and I am going to interview DDR Kirby ISQ tonight about various things, and maybe 1 hour compo. Mostly various things. Now I just gotta find a bastard first.
5 minutes later.
Well, would you look at that? Suddenly the room filled with mist the moment I said I'd look for him, and now we have a DDR Kirby ISQ in the house. Now I can go on and conduct this interview. How's it go? What was that? Does anyone know sine? Does anyone know 3x oscillator here?
I do. Hold on a sec. Unfortunately, he's told me that he's sort of thrown away his human voice, so you're just gonna have to deal with the blips and bloops. However, he can't understand your English, so you can just ask him questions, however, and I'll just interpret for you.
Okay, fine. The first question that I want to ask DDR Kirby ISQ, why did you throw away your old human voice?
He says that he finds it a lot more expressive than his human voice, and that he taught himself to talk this way so that way he wouldn't have to use his human voice anymore. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Wait, what did he say?
I don't know. He said something about being sort of like Lily White, and something about 50% square waves and not bullets. Something like that. I don't know.
Right. Well, I also have this to ask you, DDR Kirby. About your voice, I sort of noticed that you sort of have like a slight echo and a slight reverb, even though we're sort of in a room that has like a shit ton of padding in it.
He says that you're just gonna have to deal with it. The echo and reverb differentiates him from all the other 50% square waves out there. And he also notes that the padding in the room isn't gonna change that fact.
Well, shit. You know what? This interview is probably a bad idea. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. You guys can talk whatever.